This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Time is 9:07, currently overcast sky, still 19 degrees in downtown Wausau at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. I am Chad Holmes. It is Tuesday, December the 3rd of 2024, and hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up a little bit later on in the program, we'll have our daily history lesson, tell you about some famous events that occurred on this date in history, some celebrity birthdays, and of course, we will have our number for the day quiz with Ian Welsh. And before we go any further, need to say good morning again to our in-studio engineer and our in-studio producer across the way behind the glass, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chet.
We will have more with you coming up in just a little bit. Obviously, coming up in the next segment, I will give you a hint and give you the topic for our number for the day. So you have to wait just a little while, because every other Tuesday at this time, as we try to get back into the flow of this week, we get a chance to talk about what's happening at the Marathon County Public Library. Again, not just the downtown branch, but branches throughout the county as well. And we're very happy to welcome back Robin Vargas from the library.
Good morning, Chad.
Great to see you again.
Yeah, you as well.
And a little bit cooler as you walk down the street, right?
Yes, it's a bit brisk this morning, for sure.
But at least it's still not having to slip and slide
exactly.
With the snow.
So yep. I'm
soon
thankful
enough.
For that.
Soon enough.
Though. I know some people are excited for it. I'm a summer kind of girl, but
I am too. And I said this though in the last hour. I said, when you live here, you kind of have to deal with it. And
yes.
Also, frankly, we need the snow for folks that want to go out there and
exactly.
Do it. So
yep.
We always have to kind of grit our teeth a little bit.
Yeah.
And
plus, you know, winter's a good time to stay in and read.
That is exactly right. And,
yeah.
And of course, here as we get, after Thanksgiving, now into December, heading towards Christmas, does things either slow down or get quicker? What's the pacing over at the library? Is this an exciting time? Or
yeah, it's kind of a slower time.
Yeah.
I was kind of looking ahead at our week here, and Wausau's pretty slow this week, just kind of our regular every week thing happenings, but nothing kind of out of the box or extraordinary, at least at Wausau this week. So December's kind of a little bit of a slower time.
And frankly, that's something that we get a lot of. I mean, not just with the library,
right.
But I think there's a lot of different areas where the year, it's been a year. We'll say that. And now everybody, I think it's an opportunity to maybe take a little bit of a breath. But that also, as you said, it's a great opportunity as people do take a breath to say, okay, we're going to slow things down and go back and grab a great book and check out the stacks at the library and see what's happening there. But you also said there are the normal activities that are going on. Anything in particular that is coming up in the next couple of weeks over either at the main branch right down the road or around the county?
Yeah, for sure. Mosinee has a couple of exciting programs coming up this week, actually. So tomorrow morning, Wednesday, December 4th, they have a story time. They have a story time once a month at Mosinee, but tomorrow's is featuring the Marathon County Humane Society. So they're bringing in a special furry guest to do a story time with them. It'll be a great opportunity for kids who maybe don't have a pet at home to be able to interact with one, kind of learn how do you behave around a pet? You know, learn some of those rules that they might not know, and just, you know, make it a little extra special.
I know, and that's, you know, it's one thing. I mean, the kids just light up when you have an opportunity to see one of your furry friends and have an animal come in. And that's something that I've noticed that the library does. We've talked about, the dogs.
Yeah, the read-to-a-therapy dog.
Yeah, therapy dogs, exactly. I've heard about that. I think the last time you were here, you were talking about that.
And that was at Mozeny, too. Yeah, they are the pet branch. But they do a lot of pet stuff.
But it's almost like you're adding a little sugar to the... And it's really very cool.
Sweeten it up a little bit.
Yeah, and especially to get the kids... I mean, so many of the habits that we learn come early in life. And I think that's probably one reason why we see a lot of the programming at the library that does target the kids, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Try and get them into the library early, get them started young, and just continue to grow that.
Real fast. Do you see that the kids do come to the libraries? Is that something that's been successful? Are you seeing kids that take advantage of everything that you do have at the library?
Yeah, absolutely. It's really great to see. So I work in the children's department when I have my desk shifts. And so I get to see a lot of families come in and to see them come in every week. And so I'll have, you know, a patron who's maybe 8 years old, and he'll come up to the desk by himself and say, "Hey, I would like to read this book. Can you put it on hold for me?" Or he comes up and asks for suggestions. And so to see kids doing that on their own without their parents is really cool and just a really fun part of my job that I get to encourage that.
And that, frankly, that kind of story says that it's more than just the reading. It's actually developing the social skills and everything else.
Yep, absolutely.
Fantastic. You mentioned what's happening in Mozeny. Any other of the events that are coming up here in the next few days or weeks?
Yeah, on Thursday night, they have this fall craft club that they've been doing. This December is their last one, at least for the fall for now. But they'll be doing crafts with essential oils. And so they have like a cozy rice heat pack kind of thing that you can make, or they have some different necklaces that you can make, kind of infuse those with essential oils and, you know, add some relaxation to your day.
I think everybody could use that.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, there's going to be, obviously, you know, holidays are a time of joy and getting together, but there's also a time of stress. So you're exactly right that having something that can relax you just a little bit is right.
Yeah, maybe give that one away as a gift, too.
There you go. So. Absolutely right. So, again, that's one of the aspects, and I've said this to you before, that one of the aspects is that it would be so easy to say, oh, we're going to have all the main programs at the main branch, but you guys do such a really good job, and that you do have specialists that are at these branch libraries as well.
Yeah, yep, absolutely.
Any other activities maybe at any other branches or even here downtown?
Yeah, at Edgar next week on Monday at 5 p.m., they're also having kind of a craft night. They're doing painted wood ornaments, so they're taking kind of just like a little wood circle, I don't know, a couple inches in diameter maybe, and painting on top of that. So they'll have like some different stencils if you want to do lettering or kind of just paint your own scene. And they will teach you kind of some tips and tricks beforehand too. So maybe you're not a great painter, but you're interested in coming out and crafting for the night. They'll kind of show you the ropes.
I saw something when I was, you know, getting ready for the program. I always check out the Facebook page just to get a few ideas on what you're going to be talking about. And one that kind of jumped out that, you know, it's, I don't know, I wouldn't call it under the fun umbrella. It's about the information umbrella that you guys are so good at. It's titled Navigating Medicare and Maintaining Coverage, coming up on Tuesday of next week in Mozeny. I think that's great, again, because whether it's this kind of event, we've heard a lot about like computer training and stuff like that.
Yes.
The informational aspect, I think, has to be sort of underlined as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We really try and, I would say almost once a month, have a program that is informational in that way, either on Medicare or Social Security, you know, how to get ready for retirement, some of those questions, kind of at one of the branches. We try and have one once a month for folks who, you know, need to learn about Medicare and about those things. And that's kind of tough to do on your own sometimes.
Exactly. Man, I mean, just, you know, there is so much I don't know that it's like, and I'm getting up there. Unfortunately,
well, it's a lot.
Exactly right. But also, again, you do have the fun activities. Another one that kind of jumped out was another movie night that's coming up here in the downtown branch next Tuesday.
Yeah, yep, The Holdovers. So this is one that I think 2023 or 2024. Yeah, it's recent.
And the thing was about that movie, it got really, really good reviews. It's a quality a movie, and I believe maybe one of the lead actors was, I think, nominated for an Oscar. So again, yeah, that's a really good one. I think a lot of people would love to see that. Is it free?
Of course, yes. It's free. All of our library events are always free.
I should know that by now. But I mean, that's a really good movie, and again, for free and the comfort of the library.
Yes. Yep. Nice, warm. Yeah.
And that's coming up next Tuesday
yep,
at 5:30.
Correct.
So make sure people can mark their calendars for that.
Yeah, that one is rated R, just as a heads up.
That's a good thing to point out.
Yep. Don't want anyone to be surprised.
Exactly,
but
right. So no, hey, it's wonderful that you have something for the adults as well.
Yes,
it's exactly right. Again, we're talking to Robin Vargas from the Marathon County Public Library here on 98.9 WXCO. We got a couple of minutes remaining. Anything else that we need to know about before we wrap things up for today?
Yeah, we do have a couple other kind of snowflake, snow ornament events coming up, sure, at the branches. It is December, so it is that time. At Edgar next week on Wednesday, December 4th, they're having the fake snow sensory play. So they're going to make a bunch of fake snow out of baking soda and hair conditioner. Some kind of ratio there, but they'll have it inside and then kind of all sorts of different molds and snow toys so kids can build inside, have fun with snow, but you know, still be warm.
The best of all worlds.
Exactly. So that one's at Edgar. And then in Rothschild, also Wednesday, December 4th. That's tomorrow. Wow. Week has really snuck up on me.
Exactly.
At 5:30 at Rothschild tomorrow, they'll be making paper bag snowflakes. So recycling a paper bag and turning that into something beautiful.
Fantastic.
I love the upcycling nature of it. You know, taking something that you might just recycle or kind of toss to the side, but finding a way to reuse that.
And it's the spirit of the season.
Exactly.
Exactly,
yeah.
Right. So you said there wasn't a lot going on. There seems like quite a bit.
There kind of is.
There is a lot going on.
There
is always something. So a lot of great events. And again, to get more information, I would suggest you follow the Marathon County Public Library on Facebook. And of course, go to the website, mcpl.us.
You got it.
I do got it. I've learned very well over the months and years about where to get the information on the library. Robin Vargas, again, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.
We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Sounds good.
That'll be the last one before Christmas.
All right.
In fact,
crazy.
Be maybe the last one of 2024. I have to look at the calendar.
I think so. Yep. Coming up.
We'll see you in 14 days.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick time out and then come back. We're going to talk a little bit about Giving Tuesday. And again, Civic Media has a special page on the website with a whole bunch of great ideas for organizations that could use the support. And we got three of them that are listed right here in the Wausau area as well. So we'll talk a bit about that coming up next. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. I was so hard to please. Look around.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
On Tuesday night, the Wausau West hockey team will open up play in the Wisconsin Valley Conference, traveling to Marshfield to take on the Tigers. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:50 and the opening faceoff at 7 p.m. Wausau West hockey on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Coast to Coast Marketing, and the Wausau West Hockey Booster Club. It's Wausau West at Marshfield in high school hockey. Tuesday night, starting with the pregame show at 6:50, opening faceoff at 7 on your home for Wausau West sports, 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And I said WXCO.com, WXCO.fm. Sometimes I fall into that trap where most websites end with com, but again, for our civic media radio stations, it's the call letters followed by .fm. If it's an FM station, we have an FM translator here on WXCO, so it's WXCO.fm to go to our website, and also, again, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the civic media app. The time is 9:23 here on this Tuesday morning. Again, a chilly start here in downtown Wausau, temperature of 19 degrees. Along with Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. And Ian, need to again remind folks, today it is Giving Tuesday.
Yes.
And Civic Media is proud to support Giving Tuesday today. Help a neighbor, sign up to volunteer at a local organization, make a donation to a local nonprofit. And we have a full list of some terrific nonprofits that are waiting and needing support from folks. I mean, they always have to search and search and search for funding to keep doing what they do. Sure. Often there are some government grants and such that they're able to use, but at the same time, they always need to have that little bit of extra when it comes to keeping things and serving people that really do need it. So go to civicmedia.us/giving. Again, civicmedia.us/giving. It has Civic Media's Giving Tuesday Guide. And it has, we were asked, and me here in Wausau, being the person that's sort of the person in Wausau, they said, okay, give us a few nonprofits that deserve to have a focus on our page. And I gave them three different nonprofits. But every one of our station managers throughout the state of Wisconsin gave some ideas when it came to nonprofits. And you can find some wonderful organizations at civicmedia.us/giving that give you ideas and perhaps on this Giving Tuesday where you'd like to make that donation to help others. And absolutely, if you go down to the bottom, of course, it's alphabetical, and the X and WXCO.
We're at the very
puts
end
us,
of the list.
Puts us right at the very end, but it's worth going all the way down because we do have three different links there. One's to the Neighbor's Place, and of course, the Neighbor's Place has done so much wonderful work providing food, basic necessities, education, and service connections to community. So they got them. You can learn more about them. You got the Boys and Girls Club of the Wausau area. And I always love to have an opportunity to have organizations that do help out the kids of our area. And they aim to enrich and transform the lives of young people through education and mentoring. And, of course, the Good News Project. And we are so wonderfully blessed to have an opportunity to focus on the Good News Project during the course of our program at the start of every month. The first Wednesday of every month, we have a chance to talk to Christine Daniels of the Good News Project. She'll be with us again tomorrow talking about some of the wonderful activities they're doing there. But if you would like to maybe help the Good News Project and all the great work that they do on this Giving Tuesday, that's also a wonderful option as well. So again, if you go to civicmedia.us/giving, you can check out the Neighbor's Place, Boys and Girls Club of the Wausau area, Good News Project. And the thing about it is, just because we have those three there, there are so many others here in central Wisconsin.
Many others.
I mean, we talked about earlier the Wausau Conservatory of Music, and a donation could be made to them. Heck, to your organizations that you work with, including River and Woods. I'm sure that they could use.
Yeah, all the theater companies in Wausau are nonprofits.
So many different ways you can add a little bit. And the thing about it is, it doesn't have to be a big donation. A small donation goes such a long way as well.
A little bit helps.
Yep, exactly. So on this Giving Tuesday, find an organization that does good work and give them a little something to help in that good work as we go into the holiday season. So again, very proud that Civic Media is part of this, part of the Giving Tuesday, and part of trying to do the good. Do the good. And I mean, so much time we talk about the negative, but there's so much good out there. And we love the aspect of Giving Tuesday and the fact that these organizations do so much wonderful work. Take a moment, go to civicmedia.us/giving, and not just check out the three that I talked about here from WXCO. I mean, look at all the other organizations throughout the state that maybe somebody that is maybe outside Wausau tickles your fancy.
Yeah.
And I'm just looking here. There's a from our Baraboo station, organization called People Helping People, supporting low-income families and food pantries in Sauk, Columbia, Adams, and Juneau counties. I mean, obviously, that's not this part of the state, but they're still doing great work. You got the Habitat for Humanity. You have other food pantries. I'm looking here. Something called Urban Triage from our Madison station. Mm-hmm. Encourages communities through education and advocacy, focusing on people of color communities in Madison. So, you got so many wonderful organizations that do so much good work in central Wisconsin, throughout the state of Wisconsin, throughout the country. So take a moment, find an organization, and give a little something. Because if we don't look out at for each other, nobody's going to look out for anybody, and we're going to go down a bad road.
So true.
So, again, wonderful that Civic Media is part of this. Again, civicmedia.us/giving. The time is 9:28. We're going to have an information update, and I will give Ian a little hint coming up next about what our number for the day quiz will
Goodness
be.
Goodness knows I definitely need it.
Well, no. You're doing very, very well. So we'll be back.
Getting better.
True. We'll be back in just a few moments. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Catholic High School boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself on Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for another edition of the Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. We'll recap the action in high school boys and girls basketball and boys and girls hockey, plus look ahead to the next week's games, plus special guests. At 6:25, we'll talk to Wausau East boys basketball coach Dan Garrett. The Lumberjacks off to a 2-0 start this season. And then our student athlete guest at 7:06 from Wausau West, senior Bennett Matson. It's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, takes every kind of people. The late, great Robert Palmer, one of the great voices I thought of the 70s, 80s, 90s, passed away way too young. And reason was he had a heart attack at a fairly young age because he was a heavy smoker, very, very heavy smoker. Read about Robert Palmer. It's a shame. I mean, one of the good things over the years has been, I think, the raising of taxes on cigarettes, and hopefully the higher prices led to people actually giving up a terrible habit. Yeah. And when you smoke packs a day, it just, you know, it's bound to, you know, just rot you from within. When you think about smoking, you know, you have the cigarette and you take a puff and you just think of the smoke that goes within your body. I mean, how would it not rot you out? I just been very fortunate. I've never been a smoker, so I've never had to quit. And I understand that it's very, very difficult.
Now it's even more dangerous because you have like a vaping and
yeah,
e cigarettes now, and just, it's very dangerous, and
it's all very addictive as well.
Yeah, I mean, it only takes one, and then you get hooked on it. It's a terrible thing.
Exactly. It was actually funny. I was watching YouTube a couple of days ago, and I like watching old episodes of the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour. Mm-hmm. And it actually had the actual episodes with the commercials on it. Oh. And there was one of the commercials, a sponsor was for this 10-cent cigar. And it was a bunch of people at a hockey game. And back in the day, people would never think of it now because you're not allowed to smoke in a gym or in an arena or anywhere like that. But back in the day, in the 1960s, you'd have these arenas going to a basketball game or a hockey game, and it'd be just a haze of smoke because everybody would be in the crowd smoking because it was a very higher percentage of smokers, and he had no prohibition against smoking within these indoor facilities, which it just blows the mind that you'd have this incredible haze around an arena. That's exactly what it was. So, again, that's Ian Welsh. I'm Chad Holmes. Coming up in just a little bit, we will have our daily history lesson. And as part of that, we always finish up the show with our number for the day quiz. And I'd like to give Ian a little bit of a heads up. And usually it's at the start of the second hour, but we have not done that so far. Mm-hmm. So I thought, let's give you a little bit of a heads up in terms of the topic for today's number for the day quiz. And
I'm all ears.
Today's a little bit of a different one. It's the it's about the number of U.S. students who don't use the school bus.
Oh.
So it's like we always think about kids going to school on the school bus.
Interesting.
Today's number is about the number of kids who don't go to school on a school bus. So that's going to be the number for the day. It's going to be within that realm coming up in just a few minutes. And it's actually a little surprising to me. So I'm looking forward to this. So we'll have that coming up. We'll talk about some famous events that we've had on this date in history and a whole bunch more. Wanted to talk a little bit of sports last night. It was a bit of a wild one in the NFL on Monday Night Football as the Denver Broncos defeated the Cleveland Browns by a score of 41-32. It's been a very disappointing year for Cleveland, but Denver has been doing pretty well as they are in the mix for a playoff berth in the AFC. And, of course, we're just 2 days away from the Packers being back in action.
Packers and the Lions. It's going to be a really big showdown.
Massive game. Massive.
Yeah, I mean, huge.
Packers win that one. All of a sudden, it becomes a three-team horse race at the top of the NFC North. If Detroit wins it, that would pretty much put the Packers out of it in terms of winning the division because Detroit would then be three games ahead of Green Bay, and they would also have the tiebreaker because they would beat the Packers twice, and really there would be very little hope, and there's only going to be four games left after this week. So three games. Basically, if the Packers don't win this week, the only way they could win the division is if Detroit lost all their games and the Packers won all their games, plus Minnesota would have to lose a couple of games as well. So,
one game at a time. Let's just
massive game. And the thing is, for the Packers, at least the idea is if they don't win the division, they're still in a very, very, very good position to earn a playoff spot. But you'd like to be as high as possible, have the possibility of playing some home games at Lambeau Field when we get to the playoffs. So, again, Packers and Detroit. And, again, I know there's going to be some people that are a little bit annoyed because the Packers game on Thursday is on Amazon Prime.
Yes, and not everybody has that.
Not everybody has. I don't have it. So it's like, but as somebody who's on the radio, I always enjoy where people have to listen to the radio. So a lot of folks may be listening to Wayne Larrabee and Larry McCarron on the radio coming up on Thursday night. So be aware that no Packers on the TV here in Wausau. The only television stations in Wisconsin that are able to show the game are in the home markets of the team. So in Detroit, there'll be a station that shows it. And Green Bay, the Packers have two home markets. They have the Green Bay home market and they have the Milwaukee home market because back in the day, the Packers used to play games in Milwaukee, and they still have a Milwaukee ticket package. So they actually consider Milwaukee as a home market as well. So if you're in Green Bay or Milwaukee tomorrow, Thursday, you'll be able to watch the Packers and Detroit. Otherwise, you may have to sign up for Amazon Prime to be able to catch the game. College basketball, the new rankings are out, and both Marquette and Wisconsin are doing exceptionally well. The Badgers are undefeated. They have moved up to number 11. They're up four spots this week in the rankings, just knocking on the door of the top 10. And Marquette, they're all the way up to number 5 in the country. So you got the Badgers and you have Marquette, both in the top 11, and they have a massive game coming up soon. The Badgers and Marquette will be playing coming up on Saturday of this week at Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee. Marquette has two massive games this week. They play Iowa State on the road coming up tomorrow night. Iowa State is number 6 in the country. Marquette is number 5. So that's a massive game tomorrow night. And then after that, Marquette has Wisconsin, the number 11 ranked team in the country, coming up on Saturday, again at Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee. So it's a massive game. I can't remember, because the Badgers and Marquette always play every year, and never have both teams been this highly ranked. Really, really cool stuff. So I'm sure a lot of college basketball fans will be looking forward to that one coming up in Milwaukee. It'll be a tough ticket in Milwaukee at Pfizer Forum. And have you ever been to Pfizer Forum?
Pfizer Forum?
Probably not. It's pretty new. I've been there one time, and it is a fantastic place to watch a basketball game. It was almost like it felt 3D. I mean, it just was such a the sight lines were wonderful. I mean, it felt like the players were right on top of you. I mean, it was really, really good stuff. I saw a Marquette game there one time, and it was really impressive. I mean, we had great tickets. And you know who I saw at that game?
Who's that?
This was a few years ago. Get done. We're walking out, heading over, because I went and bought a Marquette sweatshirt, but we're walking out from the seating area,
okay,
and who we ran into, and actually the guy was sitting about a couple of rows in front of me and a friend of mine, and off to the left, and he saw him, and I didn't see him at first. He pointed him out. He said, "Oh, look at who's there." It was former Governor Scott Walker.
Oh, my gosh.
And he said, "I want to go and say something tonight." And you're not going to go say something to Scott Walker. I want to say something not very nice to Scott Walker.
Oh,
but we saw Scott Walker, because Scott Walker actually went to Marquette. And that's like, I'm a big Marquette fan, and that's like a bad thing about Marquette. But nevertheless, but we saw Scott Walker in the flesh at a Marquette basketball game at Pfizer Forum a few years ago. So it had to hold our tongue and not say anything to Scott Walker as he went by. So that
sure,
was
a good restraint there.
Exactly right. High school sports, you just mentioned, we just heard, I should say, promo that tomorrow night we have the big high school sports show presented by K5 Construction. Really good guest tomorrow night. Hopefully you can join us at 6:25. We will have Wausau East boys basketball coach Dan Garrett, and then at 7:06, our student athlete guest from Wausau West, Bennett Mattson. Both the Lumberjacks and the Warriors got off to good starts in boys basketball last weekend. Wausau East was participating in an event over in Eau Claire. They defeated Eau Claire North and Superior to start 2-0 on the campaign, and Wausau West was hosting their turkey shoot over at the Wausau West Fieldhouse, and they earned wins over Northern Pines and Madison East, both in impressive fashion, I should say. They won by 9 over Pines, and then won by double digits over Madison East. So 2-0 for the Warriors, 2-0 for the Lumberjacks, and we'll talk plenty of East and West basketball. Wausau East coach Dan Garrett, Wausau West senior Bennett Mattson tomorrow night, 6 to 8, big high school sports show here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Tonight, we do have a pair of games, two games. Wausau West Hockey, the Warriors, 1-1. They'll open up play in the Wisconsin Valley Conference in Marshfield. I'll be over in Marshfield. It's a cold building. And a cold night like tonight, it's going to be, I mean, literally, I think it was last year or the year before, I went to Marshfield to do a West hockey game, and I don't know if I've ever been as cold as I was that night. And that place is just frigid. It is an icebox. I mean, my feet and my fingertips were starting to get numb. It was so cold in that building. So I'm going to be ready tonight. I'm going to be layered. I'm going to be ready to be very, very warm.
That's good.
And hopefully it'll be an exciting game, because then I'll stay nice and toasty warm. But you can stay toasty warm. Tune in to the game tonight, 6:50 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening faceoff, live right here on 98.9 WXCO. And again, Tom Weaver will be in Marathon tonight. Start of the boys basketball season for the Marathon Red Raiders, as they will take on Eau Claire Regis. Last year was a great year for Marathon in boys hoops. Made it all the way to the state tournament, and they will start their run tonight. That game can be heard on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM and on on the Civic Media app. Again, if you go to WXCO.FM, you'll see in the top left corner of the screen, it'll say Primary Stream, it'll say Sports 2 and Sports 3. And if you want to catch the Marathon Regis game tonight, you can just go click on the Sports 2 stream and then hit play, and then you will be tuned into Tom live. That game will also air on a delay basis after our broadcast of Wausau West Hockey tonight here on 98.9 WXCO as well. And of course, you can also get the game on the Civic Media app by opening it up and hitting Sports 2 as well. And you go back and forth basically both at the website and on the app between the primary stream, which will be the hockey game, and the Sports 2 stream, which will be the boys basketball game. So again, busy time of year, lots of activity. Had the game last night.
Yeah.
The Marathon girls basketball team earned a victory. It was a good win. It was a 2-point game at halftime, but then the Red Raiders were able to pull away in the second half and defeat the Edgar Wildcats by a score of 44 to 26. Miley Halkey had 18 points. Macy Mishka, 8 for Marathon, who improved to 2-1 overall, 1-1 in the Merriwood. 6 points each for Natalia Radke and Savannah Kepke for Edgar. So Marathon, 44-26 win. And if you missed that broadcast or any of our broadcasts, again, you can go to the podcast page. But if you go to WXCO.FM, click on the shows and then go all the way to the bottom, WXCO Sports, be able to catch our previous broadcasts, or go to civicmedia.us and find WXCO Sports as well. Coming up, it's our daily history lesson, and we'll see if Ian can get back to a 500.
Yes.
On the number for the day quiz. That's coming up next. Overcast skies, 19 degrees is the temperature. The time is 9:49. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is the third day of December of 2024, day number 338 of this year. There are 28 days remaining in 2024, and a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. In 1818, Illinois, our neighbors to the south, became the 21st U.S. state. It would be another 30 years before Wisconsin became a state. On this date in 1990, ABC's Nightline aired Madonna's Justify My Love video a week after MTV had banned it. On this date in 1999, NASA lost radio contact with the Mars Polar Lander moments before the spacecraft entered the Martian atmosphere. On this date in 1999, Tori Murden became the first woman to row across the Atlantic Ocean alone. The trip from the Canary Islands to the French Caribbean island of Guadalupe took 81 days. On this date in 2012, Voyager 1 spacecraft, launched in 1977, reached the end of our solar system and entered interstellar space. So that is 35 years. So from 77 to 2012, it took 35 years for Voyager 1 to reach the end of our solar system. And on this date, 1 year ago today, undefeated Florida State, despite winning the ACC championship and finishing the season with a 13-0 record, were controversially left out of the 2023 college football playoff, marking the first time an unbeaten Power 5 conference champ had been excluded from the playoff field. And then they had a hangover, and they went 2-10 this year, so not good.
Ouch.
Some celebrity birthdays today. Ozzy Osbourne turned 76. Actor Daryl Hannah of Splash fame is 64. Actor Julianne Moore, still Alice, Hunger Games movies, is 64 years old today. Actor Brendan Fraser of The Whale and The Mummy trilogy is 56. Actor Holly Marie Combs of Charmed is 51. Tiffany Haddish of Girls Trip and The Kitchen is 45. Anna Chlumsky of Veep, My Girl, and Netflix's Inventing Anna is 44 years old today. Singer Andy Grammer is 41. Amanda Seyfried of Mamma Mia is 39 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO.
Happy birthday.
Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Giving Tuesday. It is International Day of Persons with Disabilities. It's Let's Hug Day. It's Make a Gift Day. It's Apple Pie Day. It's Green Bean Casserole Day.
Yeah. Not a fan of that.
It is Roof Over Your Head Day. And it is Trick Shot Day.
Ooh.
You play pool?
Oh, sometimes, but...
Not well?
No, not very well, unfortunately.
All righty, then. It is time now for our Number for the Day quiz.
Yes.
Starring Ian Welsh. We give Ian three choices every day for our number for the day. So based on the math, he should get one out of three right, 33%. If he's above 33% for the week, it's a passing grade. If he's below 33% for the week, it's a failing grade. Yeah, but we don't want just a passing grade. We want a winning week.
Successful.
That
week
means more right than wrong. So three out of five. And then we try to even go bigger. Get four out of five, which is his best ever.
Yes.
And then, of course, there is that holy grail.
Still working towards it.
Working towards it. Five out of five is that ultimate goal, which is very, very hard. I mean, it just
yes,
is.
Yes, it is.
And we prove
it's not impossible, but it is hard.
And what are you this week?
I am a 0 for 1.
Yeah, it is right. 0 for 1. So we got to get you on the winning track.
Yes.
And do you recall what our topic is?
It was the... percentage of kids who don't ride the school bus, right?
Yep, basically, that's exactly right. So our number for the day, the percentage of U.S. students who get to school by private vehicle. So not on the bus.
Okay.
By private vehicles, whether they drive or whether they're driven by a parent, friend, whatever it may be. So percentage of U.S. students who get to school by private vehicle.
All right. What are my choices?
All right. The correct and one of these is the correct answer.
Okay.
A, 33%.
Okay.
B, 53%. C, 73%.
33, 53, or 73%. U.S. students who ride, right, who don't take the school bus.
Yep, private vehicles.
Private vehicles. 33, 53, or 73. Oh, boy. Okay. I'm going to say, just taking a guess here, I'm going to say 73%. I'm going with C today. 73 is my final answer. I'm locking it in.
The percentage of U.S. students who get to school by private vehicle is... 53%.
Darn, that middle number. Again.
I know.
Why does it always get
twice
me?
In a row? I don't know. We usually don't that way. We usually mix it up, but today, yesterday it was in the middle. Sometimes they throw a curveball at you. So.
Boy, the pressure is really on now.
Hey, well, now, yeah. You can dig it out. You can.
Yes, I can.
You can do
yes,
it.
Yes, I can.
So we're going to keep a positive attitude.
That's right.
Coming up tomorrow on the program, we'll be joined by Bob Look in the first hour to talk about what's going on in the news and sports. Sean Wright of the Grand Theater will visit at 9:21, and Christine Daniels of the Good News Project will be with us at 9:34. So a busy day coming up tomorrow, 8 till 10 a.m. here on 98.9 WXCO. Ian, have a great rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Tuesday, everyone.
And don't forget, we have high school sports tonight.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.